the reality is that a lot of people are into supplements. They want to know what supplements to take. They want to know how supplements are helpful. And at the end of the day, a lot of people are going to buy and take supplements. Now, within the world of supplements, there are supplements that suck, there are supplements that work, and then there's everywhere in between. And no matter where you are, no matter what supplement you're talking about, it's all very contextual to the dieter at hand. I.e., just because a supplement works does not mean it needs to be taken by X, Y, and Z person. However, that does not mean that we can't, you know, focus on talking about supplements that work and understanding how is the best way that we can choose these supplements. More specifically, is creatine. How can you choose the best creatine for you? Because we know creatine has shown promise and it's been researched. But how do you know which creatine product is the best one on the market? That is what I'm going to quite simply answer for you today. Let's get right into it.
Welcome to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. This podcast is for athletes of all levels who want to level up their nutrition to level up their game. Join me as I explore the world of nutrition, health, and performance. Each week, I dive into a new topic to help expand your knowledge, separate truth from myth, and change your perspective so you can start winning the right way and reach your peak potential. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian and nutrition coach. Let's go.
Welcome back to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian and nutritionist. And today we are talking creatine. More specifically, we're talking how can you choose the best creatine option on the market? Because creatine is something that has been shown to be a reliable and effective supplement. And obviously, the context there is, doesn't mean that everyone just automatically needs to be taking it. But look, let's say that you want to buy creatine. You are going to buy creatine. You are going to take creatine. I want you to go forth with the information you need to choose the best product out there for you. Now, to choose the best creatine, you're going to make sure that it ticks off the following boxes. Number one, it needs to be safe. Number two, it needs to be well-researched. Number three, it needs to be inexpensive. So, you know, it's not going to break your pocket, so to speak. And number three needs to be, you know, backed by effectiveness and evidence and supported, which is kind of similar to the previous point, but doesn't matter. Now, there is only one creatine out there that ticks off these four boxes. And that is creatine monohydrate. That is the creatine you need to be taking if you are going to be taking it. Remember, this is not advice. I am not saying you need to go take creatine, but if you are going to, then the best one to go for is creatine monohydrate. It's the most well-researched, it's shown to be effective, and it is cheap, at least as far as supplements go, and definitely the cheapest creatine product out there. And there's so many different ways you can get it. I'm not going to talk about brands here and all that sort of stuff. Just get a reputable, safe product of creatine monohydrate. That is the one that you should focus on. You do not need to go for these other forms of creatine, all these other more expensive, fancy versions, which are, even if they do help in just the same way, which again can be disputed, even if they're being touted as better absorbed and this and that and that, doesn't matter. The evidence does not necessarily support them as much as it does creatine monohydrate. And all things, you know, equal, regardless of, you know, all things like nutritionally equal, I should say, creatine monohydrate costs way less. So why would you go for something more expensive that's technically not as researched? So it's pretty simple. You just got to go for creatine monohydrate if you're going to take creatine. Now, because it kind of is applicable and you're probably wondering, and I want to help you out there to get some understanding, at least some insight, what could be the regimen for creatine? I'm going to just quickly share some different ways that people take creatine. So method one is the loading phase plus maintenance. The way that works is you start off with, this is generalizations here. You start off with a 7-day period of taking creatine up to about 20, 25 grams, let's say, per day, usually split across, you know, 4 or 5 eating points, because otherwise your tummy won't be happy. So just consider that. And then after those 7 days, once you've kind of quote unquote saturated your muscles with the creatine in a quick way, then you go on to a maintenance phase of somewhere between 3 to 5 grams of creatine per day, which will vary for the individual. You know, it has to be individualized. And then that's just what we call the loading style phase or method. The second method is for people who usually are not in a hurry, want to reduce any potential gut issues or side effects and just want to really take it easy, or they're just not in a rush. And what they can do is do the maintenance phase first and foremost and just do that indefinitely. So, 3 to 5 grams, somewhere between there per day, indefinitely, and eventually the muscles will hopefully reach saturation and then you might get the benefits at that point. So there's different ways of doing it. There's no right or wrong answer. Like I said, I'm not giving you any advice here. This is insights and considerations for you. But they're the two methods, the two most common methods that people take creatine with, okay? So yeah, to recap quickly, the creatine that you only want to be focusing on is creatine monohydrate. Number two, this does not mean that necessarily you need to take creatine or should be taking creatine, but just consider. And number three is you know that the two different styles of regimens is you can do like a loading style phase or you can do like a general maintenance phase. Yeah. So if you've got any questions about this or anything like that, or if you need help, nutrition coaching, whether it's for a sports goal or a non-sports goal, I can help with that. So if you are interested in coaching or need coaching or want to discuss coaching, quite simply, reach out to me. Show notes below, you'll see the details of how to reach out and we'll go from there. Make sure we're a good fit and go from there. Other than that, thank you so much for listening as always. I hope this podcast episode has been helpful. Remember to rate it if you get a chance as well. If this podcast has been helpful for you for these episodes, please rate it. And until next time, hope you stay safe. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one. See you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast so you can stay up to date whenever I drop an episode. You can also find me on socials where I regularly post valuable sports nutrition content to help you elevate your sports game, elevate your nutrition game, and reach your peak potential. Simply search for The Climbing Dietitian and be sure to click follow. Until next time, stay safe and stay dedicated. See ya.